of the Father and the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. The fourth Sunday of Easter is always Good Shepherd Sunday. And I really enjoy the imagery and the metaphor for Good Shepherd Sunday. But oftentimes I have found that the sermons delivered on Good Shepherd Sunday, well, most of you could probably recite them, okay? You could probably come up with your own pretty quick. You know, sheep are dirty and they're yucky and shepherds take care of their flock and Jesus loves us, blah, 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 blah. So sorry for years past. This year I was thinking about sheep. And as most of you know, I love to eat sheep. I hate sheep personally. They attacked me as a child. That's another story for another day. But I do always smile when I eat pork chops or eat lamb chops. I had to go back this week because of a death in my family, and I was in the house that I grew up in, and something occurred to me. Whenever I was a very small child, I had my favorite stuffed animal. How many of you had a favorite stuffed animal? Who can remember what it was and what its name was? Yeah, okay. I had a stuffed sheep, of all things. And it was from, some of you may even remember this promotion they did with Del Monte. You saved up the little labels from the cans of fruit and whatever, Del Monte fruit, and you sent in like 50 or 75 or whatever it was, and you got a stuffed animal. Well, I have the entire collection. Of all of these, there's a stuffed like pea and a stuffed carrot and I don't know what else. And then there's a little farmer and there's a little lamb. I had the little lamb, and apparently if you go online and look this up, it's called like fluffy lamb. But to me, it was lammy pie. I had little lammy pie. And I slept with lammy pie every night as a child up until an age of which I'm really uncomfortable to disclose to you all. But I slept with it every night. And I loved lammy pie. Lammy pie still exists. I looked through the closet and found it this past week. Lammy pie still exists. Lammy pie meant a lot to me. It was a little lamb, but I would sleep with it in the night, and it would save me from all of those ghosts and goblins and things that go bump in the night. It meant a lot. It was protection. It took care of me. You know, to the 4, 5, 6-year-old mind, that was assurance that you were going to be okay through the night. Flash forward through some years, and you start to learn that when the house creaks in the middle of the night, that's not the most dangerous or worst thing that could possibly happen to you. And so then you start no longer trusting necessarily in the stuffed animals like you used to. You start looking for other things that can provide some degree of safety or protection or perhaps calmness in a sea that is not always so very calm. Some of us look for that protection in different ways. Some of us look for it in religion. Some of us look for it by our own means, our own strength. Some of us put our trust and faith into money or to power. Maybe we put our trust and faith into things that we shouldn't. I had a professor in seminary that liked to describe it as this, and I think this is beautiful. That it's not beautiful, it's a fact. We all try to fill a God-shaped hole in our heart. Sometimes we shove things in there that are wildly inappropriate, like the money and the power and the prestige, when the only thing that can actually fill that hole is God. The only thing that can actually provide us that peace and that serenity is that relationship with God. It took me a long time to realize that the thing that I needed most in my life was, as an adult, was the thing that I needed most in my childhood, the lamb. A different kind of lamb, to be sure, but a lamb nonetheless. whenever we listen to the voice of the shepherd. And that's something the sheep do. I didn't realize this. Sheep, once they trust someone, they will follow that person. They will follow that person. That's why that's why Jesus talks about, my sheep know me. They will follow my voice or listen to my voice. It's because once they find that person that they trust, the shepherd, they follow him. That's why whenever the sheep are lost or scattered out on the hillside, the shepherd can go out calling for them. They'll hear and they will go. As a matter of fact, they've actually done studies, not just anecdotal stories, but sheep will, for years, remember the sound of the voice of one of their shepherds. For years. Even if they haven't heard it, 2-3 years, when they hear that shepherd, they'll turn around and start going. Because they've learned to trust. How often have we intentionally tried to listen to the voice of our shepherd so that we can trust? The answer is, at least for me, not nearly as much as I should. We have the opportunity whenever we come here in church to spend a little time and intentionally listen to that voice. Spend some quiet time in this beautiful room to put away everything else in the world and focus on the sound of that voice. It's good that we are able to come here. We're able to spend that time to listen, to hear the sound. Perhaps bring some memory to mind so that we can learn to trust a little more in that shepherd's voice. When we leave here today, out of this beautiful room, out of perhaps this pasture, we're going to go out into a wild countryside. We're going to go out into a world that is wicked and weird. But we're not going to go alone. We've been told we won't go alone. That good shepherd will be with us. And if we can listen to that voice, remember those words, find safety in that calling, then yes, we will have that peace that passes all understanding in the person of the Lamb. I pray, my brothers and sisters, as we go out into the world, we can have not only that peace in our hearts, but we can also share that love and peace with the rest of the world that so desperately needs to hear it. So let us go here in a few minutes and find our souls at peace with the shepherd who will never leave us. Amen.